presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
January 24, 11:14 America, New York. What I learn in my days on the mountain in Davos. Business people are feeling more cheerful, but many unresolved challenges remain.
Daily FX market news.
January 24, 10:13 America, New York. USD breaking news. Dollar index, DXY, pops on US PMI beat. The US dollar found some bullish support post PMI data, which maintained its contractionary outcome but at a slower rate than previous prints.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
January 24, 9:29 America, New York. Former Dollar General CEO Rick Dreiling to lead Dollar Tree. Discount chain says current CEO Michael Witinsky is leaving the company.
BBC News Business.
January 24, 9:23 America, New York, West Coast Main Line. Avanti ordered to release tickets earlier. Avanti West Coast is warned, formal measures will follow unless it releases train tickets earlier.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
January 24, 8:55 America, New York, Amazon unveils generic prescription drug plan for Prime members. The new membership benefit, dubbed RX Pass, will be available for $5 a month.
Daily FX market news.
January 24, 8:30 America, New York. Silver price outlook. XAG, USD relief rally buoyed by dollar weakness. Silver prices have recovered a large portion of yesterday's losses after testing psychological support at $23. With USD weakness driving gains, economic data could boost gains.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
January 24, 8:16 America, New York, Ford in talks to sell German plant to China's BYD. A deal would mark a big step overseas for China's electric car industry.
Global economy.
January 24, 8:05 America, New York, the West will rue its embrace of protectionism. It doesn't just split the democracies, it grants the Chinese-Russian view of the world as a zero-sum game.
New York Times Business.
January 24, 7:44 America, New York, senators will prod Live Nation and Ticketmaster on antitrust. The company's grip on ticket sales, and its move last year to cancel sales for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour, will be a big focus of an antitrust-focused hearing. Taylor Swift will be much discussed at today's Senate hearing.
Daily FX market news.
January 24, 7 o'clock America, New York, gold prices power ahead. Will Zhao, USD break $2,000 soon? The precious metal is testing a new multi-month high, and with little in the way of resistance on the charts, gold may soon challenge $2,000 per ounce.
Global economy.
January 24, 5:41 America, New York, UK business confidence hits two-year low as recession fears mount. Purchasing managers index weaker than expected by economists as downturn takes hold.
BBC News Business.
January 24, 5:41 America, New York, Ticketmaster blames cyber attack for disrupting Taylor Swift tour sale. The company says it faced an unprecedented software attack when the Stars Eras tour went on sale.
New York Times Business.
January 24, 5 o'clock America, New York, long COVID is keeping significant numbers of people out of work, study finds. An analysis of workers' compensation claims in New York found that 71% of claimants with long COVID needed continuing medical treatment or were unable to work for 6 months or more. A long COVID patient entering a hospital in Sacramento in 2021.
New York Times Business.
January 24, 5 o'clock America, New York. The unknown hedge fund that got $400 million from Sam Bankman-Fried. After the collapse of FTX, prosecutors and lawyers have scrutinized its discredited founder's huge investment in Modulo Capital. Sam Bankman-Fried's decision to provide so much funding to a startup trading firm at the same time that Alameda was losing money raised suspicions for investigators.
BBC News Business.
January 24, 4:07 America, New York. Elon Musk claims he had unequivocal backing to take Tesla private. The billionaire is accused of defrauding investors after a tweet claiming he had support for a deal.
Marginal Revolution.
January 24, 2:52 America, New York, gender and tone in recorded economics presentations. You're going to see a lot more research papers like this one. This paper develops a replicable and scalable method for analyzing tone in economic seminars to study the relationship between speaker gender, age, and tone in both static and dynamic settings,